our patience will achieve more than our force. Hello and welcome to Horizon Magazine. I'm your host, Mariam Hoxter. The Quran defines patience as one of the paths that lead people from darkness to light and as an attribute of morality that is too wide-ranging and very different from the daily behavior of many people. True patience is a moral characteristic in the face of difficulty and in every moment of life. Moreover, it requires a demonstration of determination and consistency during times of ease and hardship, and is a long, lifelong endeavor, never goes away for a moment. God gives the most striking examples of patience in the lives of the prophets, because they showed patience while teaching God's religion and leading a moral life. They never deviated from their devotion to God and were patient people who sought only God's approval.
There's a short distance from Ghadir to Ashura, but during the course of history, many researchers and scholars have made efforts to realize how Prophet Muhammad's, peace be upon him, household have been martyred after his demise. His family members were held captive and were subject to oppressions. In the Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, supplications, we read, quote, "He was martyred so people would be redeemed from ignorance, wandering, and being astray. Today, the whole world, and especially the world of Islam, suffers from ignorance and wandering. The message by Imam Hussein alayhi salam was to fight ignorance and discord. Anyone who confronts with these phenomena has surely answered to Imam Hussein."
Thanks to the Sahar Universal Network staff, I'm Mohammad Sarfaraz from Pakistan. I teach Persian literature at the National University of Modern Languages. I think this conference is really significant, not only to the Muslim world, but to the whole world and all free nations. I believe if Muslims had maintained unity after the demise of the Prophet, the Karbala event would never occur. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, stood against oppression and cruelty to make Islam proud, and he lost his dearest companions and friends on this path. If Imam Hussein had totally done away with his uprising, for sure Islam would disappear for good without leaving a trace.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This week's site that we would like to introduce to you is called Computer Research Center of Islamic Sciences. If you know of sites such as these that we have previously shown in our program that are for sure authentic and good, please don't hesitate and send them in for us. We would definitely like to share it with the rest of our viewers.
Under the aegis of the Ruddite leader of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khomeini, Computer Research Center of Islamic Sciences was established in 1989. Enjoying experienced staff specialized in both Islamic and computer sciences, the center has succeeded in producing and publishing online and offline software programs on different fields of Islamic sciences in the country and abroad. Establishing websites to offer valuable Islamic information and resources to scientific and cultural societies, holding national information exhibitions, and continual presence in global information societies to present Islamic digital resources are among other services provided by the CRCIS with the intention of disseminating Islamic sciences and knowledge.
Introduction to products and achievements of the CRCIS. Pioneering computer processing of Islamic texts, Computer Research Center of Islamic Sciences has offered valuable computer programs in different scientific research fields to the scholar society. The center has so far produced hundreds of programs in different fields concerning religion, culture, and education. It has also developed programs containing printed works of institutes, foundations, great figures of Islamic seminary and the university in order to electronically publish their writings. Text displaying standard and advanced search options, customizable research range, tree and selective indexes of text, independent user environments, dictionaries, interrelated books, note-taking, printing, and various research tools are among capabilities featured in the center's software products. Text displaying, standard and advanced search options, customizable research range, tree and selective indexes of text, independent user environments, dictionaries, interrelated books, note-taking, printing, and various research tools are among capabilities featured in the center's software products. Some programs developed by Computer Research Center of Islamic Sciences include Nur Comprehensive Commentary Collection 2.5, Jama al-Hadith 3.5, the largest Shiite Hadith collection, the Prophetic Encyclopedia, Masu'at Fiqh Ahl al-Bayt 2, the largest collection of Shiite jurisprudence resources, Islamic Mysticism 2, Mathnawi Ma'nawi of Rumi, Shahnama of Ferdowsi, Hafiz Encyclopedia, Library of Islamic Theology, Islamic World Geography, and Comprehensive Library of Medicine. The center has also developed hundreds of mobile book reader applications with searching and texting options. Some other noticeable technical attempts have also been made on the web space. Among the most significant websites designed and launched by the center are Nur specialized magazines, Nur digital library, and Hausa websites that have brought honor to the CRCIS as the greatest developer of Islamic software in the Muslim world. For producing online and desktop programs, the CRCIS benefits from research abilities of both Hausa and the university scholars and develops electronic libraries by doing extensive scientific researches. Therefore, it has gained valuable experiences in this sphere in view of information and research achievements. During over 20 years of endeavor, the center has managed to collect a great amount of textual data by digitalizing written sources. In the second phase, it has processed and enriched the data in order to present the text in an appropriate research environment by providing proper user interface and quick search capability. The center has continuously been considering improvement of these capabilities. In this regard, a proper basis has been provided for implementing technologies of detecting the knowledge embedded in this data and for creating intelligent processing tools. The attempts have resulted in great technologies for summarizing extracting conceptual tree diagrams from the text, extracting meaningful relationships between concepts in the text, detecting correspondences and differences between the text, and categorizing the text based on themes. The CRCIS has attempted to unify the scattered activities concerning intelligent processing by establishing new data mining research group. The group has so far achieved such technologies as morphological analysis, automatic text classification, similar traditions detection, automatic Arabic text diacritization, and automatic Quranic text detection. Other services provided by Computer Research Center of Islamic Sciences include giving advice and implementation services on software production to people and corporations using such platforms as Noor Standard Library, mobile-specific applications, and multimedia programs, presenting content management systems such as Noor Content Management System and Noor Library Management System, and offering data and texts on Islamic fields and the humanities to scientific cultural institutes.
Patience is probably the biggest lesson for a man to learn, because with infinite patience, we infinitely and mercifully and acceptably learn these attitudes. We can accept and circumstances and are truly free. We are in a need of nothing and are just happy to be who we are. The key to enlightenment in patience, practice and meditate on the, and you will find that you have found a certain key of eternity. Once we develop our patience and are in and want nothing, we find ourselves with everything and lack nothing. This comes through not overnight. Patience usually comes through a lifetime of refinement and suffering, or through spiritual discipline and education. However you find it, though, make sure that you do, because when you do, you will be rewarded beyond measure.
Every news flash, I hear the sorrow of the world. It seems like everybody's lost and scared, trying to make sense of it all. And as I travel to and fro, so many faces pass me by. I see lonely hearts living lonely lives, just biding their time. And while we call ourselves civilized, many people living empty lives as they drone their way through day and night. I pray for our world, I pray for every child. Pray for our world to be filled with smiles, like the colors of a rainbow, and not just black and white. I pray for our world to be filled with light. I pray for all of us to choose the path that's right. Believe in Allah every day of our lives. In the evening on the TV news, I see images of war. I see brother killing brother with no consequence at all. And while those who claim to be leaders sell us tales of deceit, but Allah alone knows in their hearts what they reveal and conceal. And while we call ourselves civilized, we go on killing human lives to cut up in our web of lies. I pray for our pray for every child. I pray for our world to be filled with smiles, like the colors of a rainbow, and not just black and white. I pray for our world to be filled with light. I pray for all of us to choose the path that's right, believing our love every day of our lives. Every mother, every father, every daughter, every son, don't you see that the answer lies only with the One? I pray for our world, I pray for every child. I pray for our world to be filled with smiles, like the colors of a rainbow, and not just black and white. I pray for our world to be filled with light. I pray for all of us to choose the path that's right, believe in our love every day of our lives. I pray for our world.
Stay tuned for this artistic report. We hope you enjoy it.
فریال سلحشور مدیر گالری دی هستم که با 6 گالری دیگه گروه
I'm فریال سلحشور, director of the Day Gallery. We have established 7 Vision Group in collaboration with 6 other galleries. In fact, we came to the conclusion that we'd better form a union and set up the 7 Vision Group. Every year we hold an exhibition at Niavaran Culture Center to auction works of art such as statues, paintings, and prints. 300 Iranian artists of 4 contemporary generations are the focus of this exhibition. Here you can see their works. There is a huge variety in the works in different fields. To select these works from these 7 galleries, we put the works by artists who cooperate with our galleries to the vote, and those which receive the highest votes are showcased at the gallery. We've set some targets from the very first year, and I believe we've reached those goals to some extent. One of these goals was to introduce the contemporary Iranian art by renowned veterans as well as the young artists. We did our best to show these works side by side and give hope to the young artists that one day they can replace the luminaries. Just like the previous years, we received a warm reception by the artists in our country this year. They are anxiously waiting for this exhibition every year. Among other goals set for this exhibition was to auction these works at a more reasonable price to common people and laymen who enjoy these works so that they can also purchase them. The atmosphere of the Niavaran Culture Center is really acceptable and suitable for the visitors. This place is dedicated solely to exhibition of works of art, and many artists find it suitable to put their works of display in this culture center. The works belong to a host of genres, and as you can see, we've got watercolor, oil paint, figurative works, abstract ones, and all of them enjoy high quality. We hope we'll be able to raise the status of this event every year, both in terms of quantity and quality. Every year we have works by artists who are new to this exhibition. Among those statues, which are placed beside each other, there is one statue made by a self-educated Afghan artist called Mr. Ali Khan Abdullahi. This statue is made of recycled egg carton and wood glue and has turned the visitors' heads in the exhibit. He is a member of the Association of Self-Educated Artists, and since his work enjoys a high quality, we've decided to put it on display in here. Anyway, Seven Vision is a venue for young talents to show their craft off.
Reached that portion of our program where we read emails regarding questions and comments from our dear viewers. Our first email is from Karina, who emailed saying the Muharram program was so touching. Thank you. Our second email is from Mohan, who emailed saying the episode about pessimism was great, and it would be great if there was also a program about optimism. That's a good idea. We'll actually look into that. Our third email is from Natasha, who emailed saying, could you make another episode about pessimism, but this time focus on ways how to cure it? That's also a really good idea. Maybe we can make it a two-part program. And our fourth email, or last email, is from Hanan, who emailed saying, if you guys consider bringing a guest to the show, it will be more interesting. Well, once again, thank you so much for your comments and questions regarding our program. We definitely would like to input these into our program and use them in the future. Thank you so much. If you would like any information regarding our program, regarding the timing, or if you would just like to watch previous episodes or even the current episode, you can watch it live and you can even download it onto your computer. So don't hesitate, and you can visit our website at english.sahara.tv.ir.
Tuesday on Insight, Esther Tabletin took a look at the headlines. According to the International Quran News Agency, the name Muhammad is the second most common first name in Catalonia, Spain. These statistics that show the popularity of this name has worried regional authorities. They say the number of Muslims in the region has increased by 10%, and from among 77,000 registered births there, 7,590 belong to Muslim families. The Catalonia Statistics Institute officials have expressed worries over the report, saying that the rising number of Muslims is a threat to Spain and that it will weaken Spanish identity. Catalonia is an autonomous community of Spain and an officially recognized nationality. Spain has the fourth largest Muslim population among EU countries after France, Britain, and the UK. Wednesday's center stage episode entitled Geneva 2, Will It Ever Happen? The host of the show, Bahadur Bijani, pointed out that since March 2011, more than 115,000 people have been killed in Syria. According to a report published by the New York Times on October 24th, the ongoing crisis in Syria has inflicted an estimated $30 billion in damage to houses and infrastructure in the country. Will Geneva 2 be able to make any difference if it ever happens? To find the answer, they invited two top guests, Dr. Rahmat Hajimine, a professor of international relations and politics, and Dr. Ahmed Al-Hashimi, the founding director of Ihsan Muslim Heritage Society in Toronto. Last week on Weekly Scope, my colleague took a look at the week's headlines. Some of the main headlines covered were Obama updates Netanyahu on the nuclear issue amid criticism, the U.S. lose UNESCO voting rights over Palestine membership, U.S., Saudi Arabia, Jordan arming Syrian militants, France backs Israel concerns on Iran, roadblocks remain as officials work towards Iranian nuclear pact. Last week's expert was Hayan Haidar, a political analyst. And finally, every day on Sahar TV, you can watch the series, The Men of the Cave. This is a story of a group of men deeply troubled by the way their faith is being tainted by false beliefs and the spread of atheism. This day and age, the faithful are going astray. They try to use their influence to change things, but in the end, the men of the cave are forced to flee rather than surrender to tyranny. They take refuge in a cave outside town, only to awaken in an entirely different era.
Well, we've come to the end of our program. We hope that it was enticing and interesting for you, and that you'll join us again for next week's program.